Life is hard. This show, The Southern Style Medium, is all about understanding your life struggles, why they happen, and how to fix them. Get ready to be enlightened with life tools and free readings each week by renowned psychic medium, life coach, and motivational speaker, Sharon Pugh, fondly known as the Southern Style Medium for her warm, humorous, and tell-it-like-it-is approach. And now your host, Sharon Pugh.
Hello, everybody. Hey. How are you? Hello, Sharon.
Hey. Wait a minute. One more. Is that it? Matt lives right next to this big church that has these bell tolls on the hour. And I'm like, just one show, let us hear the bells. And it was just one, and then now it's gone. But it's very beautiful. I love that sound.
Moving on.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's move the energy of the church bells to the side. Today.
Damn, I gotta take a sledgehammer to the damn thing. What time is it? It's 12 o'clock. Good. Thank you. That's it. That's all I need to know. Okay. So anyways, folks, we have a crazy radio show today. Can I go ahead, Sharon?
Oh, no. I kind of want to put my two cents in this. This is something, yeah, absolutely. But this is a show that I'm fascinated with. But Matthew has so much information and insight to whether there is life out there, because we would be such egotisticals if we think that we're the only planet that has life. And a lot of what is going on right in front of us, we don't know that it's going on. We can't see. Oh, but
excuse me.
You know, but mm-hmm. I'm gonna let Matthew kind of, you know, lead us, and then I've got a little bit of my own insight that a little story that is fascinating. But yeah, what we're gonna talk about today is extraterrestrial life out there in the universe. But first, let me go ahead and give out my contact information. If you want to book a private reading or you want an instant reading, no wait. Go to SharonPugh.com, SharonPugh.com, or I'm known as the Southern Style Medium, SouthernStyleMedium.com. Click on the service link if you want to book a reading, or click on the instant reading link if you want an immediate reading right now. We're also going to be taking your calls. The phone number is posted on my Facebook page, Sharon Pugh. I will post it again as a reminder. And
do you know the telephone number? Can you tell people the telephone number right now?
You know what? I'm bad at memorizing phone numbers. I need to remember. Do you know it? Do you know it, Matthew?
Here it comes. Here it comes. 02. Go ahead.
02. They can't hear me.
Oh, okay. God. I didn't know that.
All right. Okay.
Okay, folks, we're getting this really straight feed, but the telephone number is 202
570-7057.
Give us a call at that telephone number. Thank you so much for that help in the background that nobody heard, but that was totally cool. But give us a call back in that number, and if you do call in, we will interrupt the show for you. That's right. We'll interrupt for you, and we'll take your call, and we'll give you a psychic or mediumship reading and help you out in any way we can. Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay. And the last thing that I want to kind of give a shout out about before Matthew gives his contact information is we are going to a new show name. Same show, same Sharon, same Matthew. It's going to be called Beyond Psychic Mediumship. And the reason why we named it that is because we go beyond, you know, psychic and mediumship topics. So it's going to be, you know, exciting topics. It's going to be, you know, fast paced. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be controversial. It's going to be funny. You know, all of those things. So look for the new banner, look for the new show name, but just know that it's the same show. We're just changing things up a little bit to bring both myself and Matthew on. So Matthew, take it away.
All right. Well, so thank you very much, Sharon, for what you had to say. And yes, this show is going to be turning the pace just a little bit. Sharon is a love. She's very good at what she does. But we also know that we have some background experience in trying to make shows successful. And one of the things that's critical, just like all the other places out there, it's like Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, all those things. You know that they're changing their style constantly because people evolve. And you don't do the show the way you want to do it. You have to do the show the way people want it. If you don't listen to the people, you will lose the interest. And if you lose the interest, what's the use? So moving forward with that, what we're going to do is we're going to start talking about things that are really exciting. We're going to talk about aliens. We're going to talk about religion. We're going to talk about history, current events, all these types of things. But with a psychic and a mediumship perspective, but we're not going to use that as just for readings. Because guess what, folks? You can get a reading anytime you want from almost any place you want, anywhere you want, with anybody you want. So it doesn't matter critically about the psychic mediumship. It matters more about what's going to grab your attention. And that is what we're here to do. We want to get your attention. We want to talk about subjects that matter to you and subjects that keep you with us. So with that being said, what do you think, Sharon?
Sold for $1.99.
Can I have a dollar back?
Oh, that was really, I can't talk that fast and put the words together. That was great.
Okay, so what we're going to be doing today is we're going to be talking about something that Sharon just mentioned already, which is we're going to deal with the alien factor. But folks, we're not going to be talking about the science fiction of it. We're not going to be talking about the non-realistic version. That's not what we're going for. We're going for the real deal. We're talking about people who actually have strong names, very, very intelligent people, people who have classifications through the government, high-level people that have already admitted that they have seen aliens out there, aliens that are living on the planet with us currently, aliens that are on the moon and in other planets within our own solar system. Yes, folks, when I was born back in 1967, we were all watching a black and white TV. We were all sitting there watching very closely as the Apollo landed on the moon. Now, nobody knew at the time that we were going to say, hey, that's fake. Now people are saying it's fake. They're blah, 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 blah on YouTube. It doesn't matter if it's fake or not. The point is that, yes, we did land on the moon. But what really happened? Back then, nobody questioned it. Now they're questioning it. Why? Well, it's not because of the recording itself. It's because of the information that's starting to be leaked out from sources that are not very readily identifiable, but they are being leaked out nonetheless by people who know people who know people. Now, you could consider a conspiracy theorist if you want to. That's fine. If you don't want to believe it, you don't have to. That's your right. That's your choice. That's your freedom. But if you really want to know the truth, if you want to see beyond the egotistical mind of the human being who says we are the only ones in the entire world, in the entire galaxy, we are the center of the universe, as they believed back before Galileo, back in the Roman times, and before that too, that's fine. But those guys would be probably looking at us up from the heavens right now going, we were wrong. So what people have to realize is that we are now taking a historical step into the future, which is today, because of history, and we're looking at tomorrow because we are heading into the understanding of our being part of this future, which holds different alien races. Whether or not you want to believe it or not, that's fine, but it's coming. Now, why do I know this? Okay, there are a few people out there who might be considered to be conspiracy theorists. They might be considered to be by some to be anarchists. They might be considered by some to be hyper people, panic people. Well, I don't see them that way. Stephen Greer. Another one is Simon Parks, who I like. He has a YouTube show. And there's another one who just wrote, why do I always forget this guy's name? He wrote three books about millennial hospitality, but that's the name of the book. Anyways, these guys talk about three separate items. First one I'll talk about is millennial hospitality. What's it all about? The real point behind this particular guy is that he actually spent time out in Nevada, in the desert. Now, there's a lot of things that go on out there. Everybody knows about Area 51. They all know it. Everybody knows it. But what's the truth? It's too complex to be able to tell each and every person what exactly happened out there. But this is the gist of what happened, because we only have an hour to talk about this, and I have to make sure I do it correctly and people understand the flow of where I'm going. Sharon, how am I doing so far?
I'm enthralled. I'm like, okay, oh my God, am I one of the hosts? I'm like so tuned in. I'm like, oh my God, what is he going to say next? No, keep going. This is fascinating.
Okay. So what happened on Area 51 was that they said that they recovered three bodies. Well, technically they did. Were they all dead? Unfortunately, yes. Was that all they collected? No. In fact, there have been more ships out in that area, but they have been responded to by agencies that are not officially government agencies, but they are hired through the government by what's called, by Stephen Greer, compartmentalized groups that are dark operations or black ops that private companies known as, just regular companies that are not run officially by the government, but they are sanctioned by the government to do many things. And we all know what one of the names is called, Skunk Works. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but that's kind of a strange name for something that stinks. I'm sorry, but when you got the name called Skunk Works, where did you come up with that name? What were you thinking about when you did it? And at the same time, what you're doing stinks. Well, it's actually kind of true, because these guys are doing some stuff that's not very good for the country that they're working for. They are international, granted. They're a multinational company, but they are not working for the public. They're making profit from the public, but their job is much more secret, according to Stephen Greer and what he's been talking about. And I find it to be, I cannot deny what he's been talking about. I can't find reason to deny it. And what have these guys been doing? They come in very fast, much faster than the government can, because they got a lot more money. They come in, they secure these sites where these alien ships have landed or crashed, and they deal with them very quickly before the public even has a chance to blink an eye. So we don't really find out about them, but these have happened all around that area, and not just here. We're talking other countries as well, folks. Not just the United States, not just Canada, Mexico. By the way, Mexico is a huge one for letting out the information. More and more information is coming out from Mexico than ever before about sightings. And there's a real controversy, because when it hits the United States, the news is, we don't know anything about it. And I'm like, well, dude, it's right here. Look at it. We don't know anything about it. Okay, fine, whatever. So everybody knows that the United States is keeping their lips sealed tight, even though the jolly old giraffe, excuse my bad interpretation of a joke, standing 20 feet tall right next to me is right there. The government is saying, we don't see that. Okay, that's fine. So be it. So what we're talking about here is that these aliens have been traveling around our entire Earth for a long time. We don't see them. Why is that? Well, here is a scientific fact. You see certain colors through your eyes. Yes? Brace yourselves, folks. And I mean brace it hard. Imagine if you could see infrared. And people are like, what the heck does that mean? If your eyes could see infrared, you had telescopic vision, unfortunately, because they are very high up in the sky, you would actually see something that would shock you. They make sure that they stay out of our eye color spectrum, so we don't see them. They're invisible to us. Does that blow your mind or what? Our rainbow vision from one end to the other does not see infrared or higher frequency colors. They do. They know how to stay out of our vision. Sharon, did you know about that?
I didn't. I mean, I know that we have technology that allows us to use infrared cameras. And,
right.
As you were talking, I was seeing that these governmental agencies do have these telescopes that have the infrared on them. And almost like in my mind's eye, I see them capturing things on, you know, on camera. But one thing, you know, one question that I've always had is, why does the government not want us to know about these things? Why, what is the sole purpose of them denying and saying that, you know, it's not there? Like you said, okay, you know, the tall giraffe standing next to you, you know, we don't see anything.
Okay, I'm going to skip over and I'll reorganize my little storyline here so I can answer that question right now. There is a number of factors as to why, and we only have a little bit more before first break comes into play. And you said you wanted to do something just before the break or just after the break, first break, right?
Yeah, I'm going to repost the call-in, you know, call-in
okay,
number,
great.
But I, you know, I'm just so fascinated by what you're,
okay,
by what you're saying
so
far.
What we're dealing with here in the government, if people think that it's a cover-up conspiracy. From what I understand, from what I've accumulated through listening to different sources, trying to figure out what's a lie and what isn't a lie, and believe me, the sarcasm out there from the younger generations that love to throw things in just because they can do it on the webcams and different software that they upload it to YouTube, it's very hard to tell what's real and what is fake because they get so good at it. It's now to the point where it's unless you have an extremely professionally trained eye, it's 99% impossible for the average untrained eye to tell what is fake. Unfortunately, that's just the way it is. But if you really continue to look at it, you start to get an idea of what is realistic and what isn't. But we will be back in just a moment, and we will continue on our conversation about the aliens and what's coming up. We'll talk to you folks soon.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
My name is Meera Batra, and this is How I Live United. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to see opportunities available. We help them get involved with their kids, schools, and network within the community. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunity and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back, folks. How you doing, Sharon?
I'm doing great. So, God, let's pick up where, you know, where we left off. I didn't know if I had a minute to, and I wanted to pick your brain on this.
Okay.
So I don't want to throw too many things, you know, at you, but
okay,
I've got kind of a psychic intuitive question. I think I mentioned mentioned on the show before that my dad worked for the CIA, didn't know that he did this until he was terminally ill. And even then he said, it's all locked up in my head. can't say anything. Mm-hmm. But looking back, I remember these men would call the house and in the middle of the night. It was 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and I would answer the phone, and Mr. Steiner, very direct, kind of creepy call, and my dad would throw some stuff in a bag, and they would put him on a plane, and he would fly somewhere. We never knew where he was going, and when he mm-hmm. worked on the Warner Robins Air Force Base, there was this little building, and it was maybe, I am not exaggerating, maybe 5 feet wide, 5 feet long, stuck up about 5 feet, a little over 5 feet in the air. And it had barbed wire around it and two guards on each side. And he would walk into this door and disappear. And, I was really little, little at the time that he started doing this. And I thought, he just would disappear into this little building because there was nowhere else to go. I didn't know. There was a whole underground system that these four-star generals didn't even have access to it. But I remember him flying out to, he would just say, I've got to fly out to the desert. And yep. Over the years, I started putting, two and two together. So bless his heart, when he was sick, I'm like, did you go to Area 51? Sharon, I can't talk about that. I can't tell you that.
They got to him. They got to him bad.
So I'm like, I want to know what my dad did. So okay. I called, the CIA one time, and I think I told you about this, and, they told me, don't ever call them again. It's like, okay.
Well, okay. So what happens is these guys that you're talking to, the CIA is more like they are an official company. They were created by the president of the United States back in the time. I think it was – who invented it? I thought it was Truman. Was it Truman? I can't remember. But anyways, one of the presidents invented it, and it was, in fact, to protect the United States, but there was a secondary purpose behind it as well, and that was to deal with national secrets. So what happened was – from this, they realized that they had a lot of things, secrets going on, and this is one of them. Area 51 is probably where your father went. The reason why he was told to be quiet about it is because the experiments, what they were doing, your father was probably part of what they call remote viewing experimental case. And unfortunately, it was not actually experimental. It was very thorough. In fact, these guys were so well trained, they could meet other countries' seers or remote viewers in their astral projection bodies. And they would say hello to each other in their bodies. They would meet each other at these same places and say, oh, what are you doing here? Same thing you are. I'm looking into this. They were spying like spy satellites. They got so good at it. So if people think that it's just experimental, wrong. It is extremely efficient. And it is extremely fast and accurate. So with that being said, yes, your father was, he probably traveled the world inside of his astral projection body very easily. And he was conscious about doing it. But the reason why he can't tell you about it, it's not because he can't. It's because he's terrified of what these guys that are not officially sanctioned government agencies, but they are part of the government agency, will do to you. They have the ability to look you straight dead in the eye. And you know that they'll do it, they'll kill you. They'll take your life and they'll end it and nobody will know why. Nobody will know what happened. That is a very common thing that happens at the higher end. One of the people that actually experienced that was a very famous actress. She was known as, what was her name? Everybody knew her, she was the blonde bombshell.
Oh, Marilyn Monroe.
Yes, she was ousted and they finally now figured out who did it and why they did it. But they can't do anything about it now because almost everybody in the party has been eliminated or just died of old age. She was threatening to expose what she found out about certain things. So they had her assassinated by a person, and that person who assassinated her is now dead as well. But he, it was done by the president, who has now also passed away, because she was threatening to expose. So they do it. So if you want to be in big trouble, then try to confront these guys. And these aren't the only. Other countries do this as well. So that's why your dad kept you safe. He didn't want you to be in big trouble, and you would have been in big, big trouble and terrified.
Yeah, so, and I'll put it on record really quick that I know nothing. I absolutely know
<Too late>.
Nothing.
We're no threat to them. We're only talking about what we've already heard and what I've compiled for information and I believe to be true. And so far, what I've been talking about seems accurate because it's very realistic. And it's also got other people who have actually been first position there. I'm talking about third position, third party. So you can take it or leave it, whatever, with what I have to say. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So with that being said, the person I wanted to tell you about was in this book. He wrote the Millennial Hospitality, and his name is Charles Hall. Charles Hall. And he's a very nice guy. I've seen a number of his videos. He does public speaking, and he talks about these particular aliens that have been on this planet for a very, very long time. And we discovered them. Believe it or not, folks, we discovered them. They have been coming here for a long time. They know more about us than we would possibly even imagine. They're known as tall whites. They are not the only race. They are more than a handful, two handfuls of races that are living on this planet and not living on this planet. And when I say living, folks, get this, understand this. We are not a planet where they stop by and say, hey, how you doing? We're leaving. Some of them live here, and some of them come here for vacation. Some of them come here to experience things. Some just come here for experimentation, and then they go off to someplace else. Where do they go? Wherever they want. I mean, who is to think that we're the only people in this particular star system? By the way, for people who don't know this or don't realize it, the sun is a star. You know, they never taught me that when I was in school that I can remember. All I know is we have a sun. And by the way, look at these other stars, but they never said our sun is a star. So just for those people who might be curious, our sun is a star. And by the, and also just so people know, our sun star is really, really small. Now you might think it's huge, but in comparison to the rest of our own Milky Way, it is puny. Oh my God, did you know that, Sharon? Did you know that our sun is extremely small?
No, I mean, it's enormous to me. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, right? Okay, all right. Because you do have so much insight to this, because you actually remote view and you see things. So, I mean, I can't imagine that there is a sun bigger than the sun that we have. But again,
our sun compared to some is so big that when you look at the other suns in comparison to ours, you can't see ours next to these other suns. It is so big. Our sun is so small and their sun is so big. You cannot see our sun next to it. It is a mini, 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 mini dot. So folks, whatever you think again. Now, let's talk about the moon. There is conspiracy about whether or not these tall whites travel to our moon. Yes, they do. Where do they go? They certainly don't go to the sunny side. Well, they go to the backside. And here's the trick.
I just got an image of, you know, this shady, you know, Chinese restaurant, you know, where the men go, you know, through the back and instead of the front. So, sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I won't get any much more about the tall whites themselves. You can just read the book if you want to. But he really gets into the complex family relationships. And these guys are highly intelligent. They are much faster than we are in every aspect you can imagine, including reflexes. Before you even think you're going to pull your gun on them, they've already got their gun on you and they put a bullet through. Before you even have a chance to pull your gun out, that's how fast their reflexes are. They have control over what the government does. It's not the other way around. When you enter close to them, the government's job is to keep you away, because the contract, if I understand this right, is that they do not want to see human beings because they don't like us very much.
Again, I know nothing.
They don't like us very much because we are very ignorant. They are highly aware of who we are and what we're capable of doing, and they're capable of much, much more. So with that being said, that's one reason why we are not allowed into Area 51 or the other areas around that, which is much more complex. Okay, so moving on now. When you're talking about outer from Earth, we're going to move towards the moon. Yes, the moon is populated. Yes, it's on the dark side of the moon. Yes, there's on the lighter side of the moon, there are structures there, but most of it is subterranean. Why is this? I can't tell you that. I don't know why it's subterranean. My guess is the obvious. They don't want to be seen. Or the second part, which is it gets too hot on the surface, because there is an atmosphere on the moon, but it is very thin. And I'm guessing that because it does get very warm on the surface, they stay subterranean to keep it a temperature that's manageable. On the darker side, I can't tell you what's there. All I know is what I've been telling you. Multiple races live there. Some get along, some don't. Human beings are up there already. Most of us have no clue that they are there. Some do. Many, many different alien races are all there, and they come and go as they please for whatever purposes they have. Another place that they're just talking about, one they've just discovered, is water on Venus, or one of the moons of Venus. Is that right? Did I say that right? Moon of Venus, I think. But one of the moons, or maybe it's Jupiter, I'm sorry, maybe it might be Jupiter, or it could be a moon of Saturn, I don't remember. But they found water geysers coming out of the crust, the outer layer of the moon. And what that says is that there's water there. Okay, so now they're saying that there might be life there. Yeah, that's great. Might be. But, I mean, guys, you're a little few thousand years behind because you're just assuming that you know. If you take reality of how long that's been there and the reality that we already have aliens throughout this thing and they've already developed things and we are just way behind, then they have a lot of people going there in ships. That's a place for visiting constantly. Consider to be a vacation resort spa. That's how some of these people that I've been talking to or reading about and listening to, that's what they see this place as, a resort spa for so many different races. Now, Sharon, how are we doing so far?
Absolutely fascinating. Now, I had heard, recently that they definitely discovered water on Mars, a body of frozen water.
Well, what they actually discovered was that water is within it's integrated into the soil down to a certain level, and it transfers itself around through different means of gravitational pull. And they have different seasons there, but they are nothing like the seasons we have here. And yes, there is water on the planet. Yes, it can be removed, and it can be, they suspect that it can be drank, but they're not 100% sure. But the fact is that they already saying that there's life there right now as it is. And in fact, there was one interview where a child says that when he was back there, way back when there was human beings there before they came to Earth, that Mars had the same problem that we're having, that we're trying to avoid because of the stupidity of the human beings, just like myself, and the understanding our ego needs to be put in check. They had a massive inter-alien racial war, external. They had a war amongst many different aliens from the different cities that were on that planet, and it destroyed the planet. That's why it looks the way it does, is that it was devastated by nuclear war. So, yes, there is water there that never left, but it's been absorbed into the ground significantly. Does that make sense?
It does. And I want to throw this at you. Shape-shifting. And I don't know why, but I was drawn to these videos of images of the royal family and close-ups of Prince Harry and they didn't look doctor to me, but there was some shape shifting with the eyes and the teeth. So these tall whites that you're talking about.
No, the tall whites are not shapeshifters. They are third dimensional beings. They come onto this planet directly. Shapeshifting is more along the lines of fourth dimensional and fifth dimensional beings that are able to come into this, into a third dimension quite easily. And they look in different. They look differently every time they come over. They can look whatever way they want. As far as the royal family is concerned, I'm not aware of any of them being able to shapeshift. So I would doubt that they are extra dimensional beings. I would say that they are third dimensional. So if you did see something, I'd have to take a look at the video. But my suspicion is that that was doctored, because, like I said, some of the software that these kids have these days, they can upload things and make it look really incredibly realistic, but in reality, it is just it's just kids joking around because they're really good at the software. But you're talking third dimensional beings, which are physically us, and the fourth and fifth dimensional beings, sometimes even six dimensions, we can come back down here and they can play head games with us, and the visuals are just astounding. They can change into something right in front of us, and we're just looking and going, wait a minute, what did I just see? And you actually question your own sanity when you see these things happen. Does that make sense?
It does, because I watched it over and over again. It's like, yeah, I'm seeing this. And I mean, I've seen other, you know, other videos. And so I was relating to, because I've heard of the tall whites. And so we're going to be going to another break. We will be back shortly, but tune back in. We are talking about extraterrestrial alien life, what's out there.
A lot.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, folks, all right.
Go ahead, Sharon. Yep.
Oh, just we've been listening to Matthew share his wealth of wisdom of, you know, life on, you know, not only other planets, but moons and stars and Earth. So one question, you know, that I had with you, you know, by theory, you know, it hasn't been proven, but there are races of other forms of life that are living under Mount Shasta in California, that it's deep, you know, very deep within the mountain, you know, where we can't get to. And, okay. You know, they live, they have societies there. They get to, you know, Mount Shasta from underneath the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So have you heard anything about this?
About Mount Shasta specifically? No, I have not. But you said something specifically that was quite interesting, which is something that people need to realize is that there are, in fact, other races living all over this planet, and they are not visible to us, not because they're invisible, but because they don't come to within our visibility by seeing. They travel by routes that we don't take, such as Jaron just said, they go through the ocean to get to their area. Well, we're not going to be able to watch them from the ocean. They know how to avoid us. They know how to stay out of our knowledge and that type of thing. But as far as the races go, this is where it gets really complex, Sharon. It's kind of like saying, how many different bloodlines are there, and races, if you will, of human beings? There's many. You've got what they call the white people, which is really not correct because they're multi-bloodline races. I mean, they're tremendous amounts of history that goes with each of these. You've got the African, you got the black people, you have people who have the different colors, Mexicans, the Asian, you have all these people with these different skin colors. Now underneath, they're the exact same thing. They have a brain, they have the entire body that makes everything work. They just are physically designed a little bit different, and their color of their skin is different than everybody else's, but that's where the differences end. Now imagine applying that to six different actual DNA races that are completely different. Some are called arachnids. They look like some type of strange bug that is approximately 6 to 10 feet tall, but they're highly intelligent and friendly. You've got the grays, which is in itself a complex story, and I'm not going to get into it because you'll be blown away by the possibility and the endless ideas that are going there. It's more than anybody can really handle in 1 hour. You have the tall grays, you have the Nordics, you have the tall whites. All of these races, some of them are humanoid looking almost 100%. You actually could not tell when you're looking at them. They might look a little strange, but you're not going to say they're not human. You have probably seen an alien and had no idea you were looking at an alien. You just thought it was a normal person. So when you're talking about the differences, it's mind-blowing on how many there are and the variations within their own races. Does that make sense?
It, you know, it does. And I just got an image of, you know, the elven. So when you were talking about the Nordic, I got an image of, you know, features that resemble, you know, the elvens like on Lord of the Rings. And
In some perspective, that is true. The Nordics are they're very beautiful people. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, do you believe that we're influenced a lot of the movie characters? You know, the images that are made stem from what actually exists.
Oh, absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. Oh, to say anything less than that would be brutally naive. Brutally naive. Because when we're dreaming, meditation, sleeping, our brain, the energy of our brain is not locked into our body. We can travel around, and in our dreams, people see other dimensional beings. In our sleep, they change their shapes and that types of things, but we are influenced. So, of course, the fantasy creatures come out in drawings and these types of things, and people see horrific things, magical things, things of incredible beauty. Oh, yeah, there's definitely an impact there.
Because I'm convinced, and, I mean, you couldn't prove me, you couldn't make me change my mind about this, but the movie Avatar, Absolutely no. I just have a sense of knowing that that planet exists. And I was astral projecting one time and I saw the Avatar. Do you remember the movie Avatar?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. But their skin is not actually blue, but they have the same features of the eyes being big, very tall, very long limbs. Their nose, their mouth, everything is the same, except they don't hold that true blue color. But okay. The trees and the animals there are very real. And I truly believe that. I think Steven Spielberg created, you know, Avatar. And a lot of these movies that he has made where these, you know, these beings and these characters have been made and portrayed, I really believe that he himself astral projects. They come to him and they inspire him to create these things. But when I've seen, because I've seen Avatar, you know, a dozen times, and it's like, I want to go home. I was like, I will cry and go, that is home to me. I really feel that I've lived on, you know, it's probably not called Avatar, but I've lived there because it feels like home.
Well, don't forget the other writer is George Lucas.
Ah, yes.
So he's, okay. We have some very, very skilled movie makers who are just, you know, they where their ideas came from, it's hard to say. But I will tell you this also, which is very fascinating, is the government does have an influence on the movie makers. There have been times that I've learned about through different sources on the internet that there have been phone calls made by government generals to movie production scenes and books, people who were making these movies, saying, do put this in, don't put that in, because apparently it may have come too close to the truth of something in reality. So there have been some movies that have been created that are very close to being realistic.
You know, and they probably, and the government probably doesn't want to offend. You know, they might.
It's just controlling, because, like I said, they want to make sure that. See, the problem is that as human beings, we have one small flaw. When we get to find out about something, we want to go see it. And that's a really big problem, because we're not going to give a whole lot of respect to what it is we're going to go see as a new and exciting thing. We're going to go in and trample it, leave trash, and walk away from it, and we're going to think somebody else will clean up the mess. Well, that's why these other advanced species, and they look at us like, oh, God, don't let them in here. Why? Because they'll make a mess of everything. You know, they know that we are innately irresponsible. On a large scale.
Yeah, and they probably see us as mindless children. You know, we know better.
Well, that's another area that, again, that gets really, really complex, because we do have some very intelligent people on this earth. But the educational foundation that we have has a problem that is well documented as being not fixed because of on purpose, and that they're not trying to hurt us per se. It's more of a control, and unfortunately, they're trying to change it around. But right now, unfortunately, unless you're open-minded enough, and a majority of the people are starting to be. But it's going to take a couple of generations before we have real open consciousness. So our consciousness and our next generation's consciousness is going to go percentage by percentage. It's not going to take gigantic 100% leaps. So our educational system is also in the same dynamics. It doesn't take major leaps the way it should. It takes little itty-bitty steps. So we find that we're kind of lagging behind where we shouldn't be. And again, there's multiple reasons for that, from the ignorance to the hyper-intelligent.
Okay. Yeah, that makes complete sense. I mean, at one time, I did not believe at all in life on other planets, you know, or people getting abducted. And I don't know when it was, but it was just like a switch. And it's almost like something told me that you got to change your mindset and be open to this, because things are going to start coming out that mm-hmm. we're going to have to deal with. And
well, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, I know that we're running, you know, close to being out of time, but I wanted mm-hmm. to ask you about, you know, because more and more of these stories are coming out about people being abducted and, you know, taken, worked on.
Well, see, the thing is, you have to be careful there, because in some cases, yes, they are being abducted, but not by aliens. They're being abducted by us. See, like I said, I haven't had time to give the whole story. I'd be able to give you 1/8. I've been giving you 2% of 50%. That's how much information I've been able to give you talk on this show so far. 2% out of 50% of what I know.
Yes, so we've got to do another show on this, because that's, you know what, that just blew my mind. So what seems like, you know, and I guess they want us to perceive that abduction is not being through them. So it's orchestrated to appear to be an alien abduction.
Exactly.
But
it isn't. It's just the Army and private services that have been hired through there for specific reason to take these people for either manipulation, control, or other reasons.
Because some people have, you know, disappeared and have never been seen again. I mean, no traces of them. So,
well, question to ask that one is not, it's not where are they here, it's what planet are they on?
I mean, can you imagine you're going about your life and, you know, you're planning your day, and then all of a sudden you wake up on another planet? You know, probably, you know, thousands of years, you know, in another time zone. I mean, so it's...
Oh, so by the way, I have to really quickly say this. Speed of light, yes, that's very possible. I don't care what the scientists say. I have seen the explanation. The power of anti-gravity, that is so old. So old. We totally have mastered anti-gravity. They just don't sell it on the market, but it will be coming soon. Anti-gravity travel, no more tires, no more tire trash. Everything just levitates with a certain speed and is monitored with the car being able to handle it. Not this autonomous driving thing, much, much more advanced. Anti-gravity is coming, and it's already been well known on how to handle it. They have it for toys now in toy stores. You can show things and how they work anti-gravity with sound waves. But are they doing anything with it? No, they just show you the sound wave, but it's actually much, 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 much more. It's already here.
Yeah, I see that happening with, you know, airplanes, mm-hmm. trains, you know, mass transportation.
Yeah, it's magnetism is a big thing too. And fiber optic energy wavelengths is all of that's going to be coming out soon. But with that being said, Sharon, why don't you go ahead and give out your information before the show ends?
I'm going to let you do that, because when we came on, I gave out my information and you did not.
I forgot to. All right, folks. So real quick, if you want to get hold of Sharon Pugh, www.sharonpugh.com. Get a hold of her for an instant reading through prepaid by credit card, or contact her directly for a predetermined time, and you can use PayPal to set up a call with her for half an hour or an hour. And the same thing with me at psychicmatthew.com. You can go for a prepaid reading through PayPal, and you just dial us directly, and we'll give you an hour-long reading, or you can segment it up as you wish, to 20 minutes apiece or however you like. And for instant reading, just look for my little link on there. If it shows red, then I'm not available. If the type is green, then I am available and you can give me a call. And we'd love to hear from you. If we're in the yellow or something like that, I think if it's in the red, actually, that means we're on another call and we're sorry. We will try to clear it up as soon as we can. And thank you very much for listening to the show. And we'll have a whole new opening segment coming up next week. And Sharon and I thank you very much. Sharon, any last words? God, that sounded bad.
That I would love to do another show on this topic because I just feel like there's so many things that you've got so much more to tell. So let's plan on doing another show on this. So folks, if you're listening and you were absolutely blown away because I was blown away by everything that you said. And so let's plan on that. And then next week's show is going to blow your mind. So come back with us next week, next Thursday at 12 Eastern Standard Time. Until then, thank you for listening. Have a great weekend, folks. See you next time.
Take care. Bye.